Coming up on episode number 1453, got one cover story today, but it's a biggie, and it's to celebrate the birthday, which is tomorrow, the 80th birthday of Kenneth Gamble. He is one half of the songwriting and production team named Gamble and Huff, and if you don't know them by now, well, you're going to by the end of this episode. The Gamble and Huff cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, August 10th, 2023. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville Today. The music of Gamble and Huff. Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff joined together in the 50s, the 60s, to write and produce a ton of music in Philadelphia. Kind of behind the scenes for a lot of people, but when you start listening to their music, when you start listening to the songs I'm going to play, you're going to be like, oh, I know that one, I know that one, I know that one, and you'll be surprised how many Gamble and Huff songs you're actually familiar with. Let's get this thing started with a group that they frequently wrote for. As a matter of fact, you'll actually hear a couple songs by this group in today's show. This is a cover of a song by the OJs, but it's covered by Keb Moe from his Big Wide Grin album. Here's a cover of Love Train.
People all over, join hands. People all over, join hands, join the love train. The next stop that we make will be in. So tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on riding, riding on through. People all over the world, people, join hands, join the love train. People all over the world, join hands, join the love train. People, join hands, join the love train.
Join hands, join the love train.
Oh, people all over the world, get together on the love train. All of your brothers over in Africa, tell all the folks in Egypt and Israel too. Please don't miss this train at the station, 'cause if you miss it, I feel sorry, sorry for you. People all over the world, join hands, join the love train. People all over the world, join hands, ride the love train. Join hands, ride the love train.
Ride, come on, the love train.
People,
people,
get ready to ride the love train.
Love train, love train, love train.
Yeah, let it ride, let it ride, let it ride. All over.
love train.
On the love train. The love train.
People, join hands, ride the love train. You don't need no ticket. You just get on board, yeah. And this train is bound for glory. Don't care nothing but the righteous and the holy. Ride the love train. Come on, take a seat. Ride this train, y'all. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be just great. Get on the love train. Get on the love train.
Understand me, girl, like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do you nothing. Upset our happy home. Oh, don't get so excited when I get home a little late at night. 'Cause we only act like children. Fuss and fight, hey, hey, hey.
Mr. Jones, we've got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day same cafe, 6:30. No one knows he'll be there, holding hands and making all kinds of plans, listening to our favorite song. Me and my Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, we got a thing going on. And we both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We've got to be extra careful, yes, that we don't get our hopes up, oh, too high. 'Cause he's got home obligations, and so do I. My Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones. Time for us to be leaving, yes. It always hurts so much inside. 'Cause he'll go his way and I will have to go mine. But tomorrow we'll meet the same place and time. Mr. Jones, yeah, we've got a thing going on and on and on and on and on and on. Me and Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones.
Oh, yeah. If you didn't recognize it with the violins at the beginning, then surely the vocals gave it to you. That is Kevin Rowland and Dexy's Midnight Runners with, strangely enough, yeah, The Sound of Philadelphia. Great cover from their Two Rye A album, which was remastered in 2002. And a new version came out where they even redid the production called Two Rye A the way it should have been, and redid a lot of the production on stuff like Come On Eileen and I'm in Heaven When Jackie Wilson sang I'm in Heaven When You Smile. Great cover on that album as well. Band that is no stranger to covers, Dexy's Midnight Runners. Before that, Don't Leave Me This Way. And if you didn't recognize it, yeah, it takes it into a completely different feeling when it's taken into a minor key like that. Originally done by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, you also might be very familiar with the Communards hit from the 80s. That version right there is by Black Grass featuring Dominique Noiret from a 2006 album called 100 Days in One. I love that version and how sultry and simmering it is. It is so good. Speaking of sultry and simmering, Jackie Naylor from her Live East West album from 2005, a cover and a gender flip of the song Me and Mr. Jones, of course, Billy Paul's original Me and Mrs. Jones, written by Gamble and Huff. I do like the way that that kind of changes. I don't know. Why does it feel like it changes the whole feel of the song, the whole meaning of the song, when it's a woman singing about a Mr. Jones as opposed to a dude singing about Mrs. Jones? I don't know why. If you don't know me by now, Zap Pow, the reggae band that brought you that one, from the Reggae Pulse 2 Hit Songs Jamaican Style album, another song that was originally a hit for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Again, another 80s hit, if you think of the Simply Red version. That version right there came out in 2003. And then we start off with Keb Mo covering the OJ's Love Train, that one from his album Big Wide Grin. Let's get to another set here. Just two sets today, but two jam-packed sets of music. We're going to start this one off with one of my favorite voices in music, sadly no longer with us. But man, she had just a honey, smooth, beautiful voice. Her name is Ava Cassidy, and I'm sure if you listen to this show, you know Ava Cassidy, and you know my love for her voice. In 2003, she included this one on her American, or it was included on the American Tune album. It's a cover of a song by Joe Simon. Here is Drowning in the Sea of Love.
But a strong
I lost all of my direction. Baby, when you came my way, I thought I had found my protection. But a strong wind came into my life. It surely took me by surprise. And I can't seem to control these tears that are falling from my eyes. I've been down one time, and I've been down two times. But
took so long. I got caught in the rush hour. Then I started to shout with the love and affection. You were looking my direction on the expressway to your heart. The expressway is not the best way. It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
It's much too crowded.
Too crowded.
Oh, much too crowded.
Too crowded.
So crowded.
Too crowded.
No room for me. Much too crowded.
Too crowded.
Oh, crowded.
Too crowded.
Crowded.
Too crowded.
That is too many,
hey,
ahead of me. There's all the time getting in front of me. I thought I could find a clear road straight ahead. But I found out the stoplight instead. I was wrong, I took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. Then I started to shout with the love and affection. You were looking my direction on the expressway to your heart. The expressway, on the expressway, on the expressway to your heart. Not the best way, on the expressway, on the expressway to your heart. Don't move me.
I'm
not too crowded. Expressway to your home. It's much too crowded.
For the Love of Money, originally by the OJs as well, but covered there by Utopia. Yeah, that's a band that was fronted by Todd Rundgren, formed and fronted and produced all that stuff. Todd Rundgren did an episode of Todd Rundgren's Music about eight episodes ago, and been holding on to this one, not because I knew I'd be doing a Gamble and Huff, but I think there was another cover that I used from this same album for the for the Todd Rundgren show. That's Utopia from their 1982 album Swing to the Right, a cover of the OJs, For the Love of Money. Erasure covering When Will I See You Again, originally by 3 Degrees, one of my favorite songs, the original 3 Degrees version. That one from their 2003 all cover album called Other People's Songs. I think it's so good. That album, that whole Erasure album, because they are fantastic at putting stuff in their own style. They did that whole ABBA thing, ABBA-esque, where they did a bunch of ABBA covers. And then Bjorn again, the band, the ABBA tribute band, did a whole album called Erasure-esque, where they covered Erasure songs in that style. Late great Eddie Money right before that with a cover of Expressway to Your Heart, that one from his 2006 album Wanna Go Back, that one originally done by the Soul Survivors. Brand new me, Colby Calliott, or Calliott. Calliott? I think it's Calliott. Somebody help me out. I don't think I've ever heard her name, so I don't know how it's pronounced. I'm pretty sure first name is Colby, though. That one from her Coco Summer Sessions from 2008, a cover of a song by Jerry Butler. And then Ava Cassidy start us off from her American Tune release from 2003. That is Drowning in the Sea of Love. I swear, Ava Cassidy's voice with the right song is the only song that can make me cry. She has got just a voice that has heartbreak and longing and love and innocence all wrapped up into one. And her version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow is probably, sorry, Israel, Kama Kaviva Ole. I think Ava Cassidy's version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow is my favorite of all time. Anyway, there you go. Drowning in the Sea of Love by Ava Cassidy. And that is going to bring us right to the end of this episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for being here on a little short Thursday episode. Next week, a tribute to Robbie Robertson and the band. I needed some time to put this one together. I'm a huge fan of the band, and if you've never seen The Last Waltz, look it up. Go watch it. It's a Scorsese film. Scorsese actually even appears in it. It's a concert film directed by Martin Scorsese of the last performance of the band, but what's amazing is all the other performers that get involved. You've got Joni Mitchell and Van Morrison and Neil Diamond and just this laundry list of amazing vocalists who joined this this ragtag group for their final concert. The Last Waltz, go check it out. I don't know where it's streaming, but it's a good preparation for next week's episode of Coverville. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com. Please support the show, please. Patreon.com/Coverville. I do have another batch of coupon codes about to go out, yes, because it's August and I'm slacking, I'm behind, I need to get those out to everybody. So look for those. If you're a patron, look for those coming out soon. That's going to get you discounts on t-shirts and other merch in the store, and new t-shirts coming out hopefully this year. I want to get it out sometime this year. If not, then early next year. There we go. All right. Have a great rest of your afternoon, and we'll see you next time. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.